Autopsy of a Shadow. The letters in the cabinet I carved for a girl who gave me the sea in bits. Last bits frosted white near the vase under shadows that lifted from the portrait each evening at 5, sometimes 7, by the east-facing window. The swaddled baby oil painting, one eye peeled white like a blister, down the blue flaking hall, frying onions, salt, fat. I remember fingernails shed a spring much later. The petals, loquats, that April had its way with. The mind gathering attachments, the materials, even then the singleness of a toy, feeling the grip of many hands. Yes, my pulse, even then accumulating a past forgotten. The bastard dialects, my ancestors died, trying to unlearn or redeem in the marshwater winters next to Newark and the Passaic. The ghosts of natives who traded for crosses, Dad said, traded into cages of the worst kind. The mind, back at the doors of buildings of our beginnings on Evergreen Street now and to this day. Flagpoles, the color of old keys. The smell, somehow, of tidal water and suntan lotion. The one room two died in. Granny Anna's black banana arm wheezing. Single engine plane passing. Nothing they could do when they came with white wagon. Mea culpa, Mama said. And sat knitting in the new length of light on the lawn. The women, I remember, whispering honey into strollers hauntedly, I thought, as I walked 22 and alone, wanting to be Thomas Paine, accruing wax wings in the center of town. The statue, the tomb, the girls spinning colorful ropes, such small half circles, worlds, my head among objects, both living and dead, among my head, so many capacities, the two stories, the one floor, the bedroom in back, the front, the yard to yard. These rooms that will outlast you, I told Louisa once in spite. Just ruined geometries over which clouds pass, and alterations of light.